Hey, welcome back to the Saucy Football Breakdown Podcast, where we are on a mission to unlock the secrets of soccer, making the beautiful game more accessible as we count down to the 2026 World Cup. I'm Michael, your guide on this journey through every position on the pitch. Today, we are diving into the core of any soccer team, the central midfielder. Often seen as the team's heartbeat, these players perform a delicate balancing act, contributing to both defense and attack. I like to consider these two-way players, like in the NBA. When you think about what a Kawhi Leonard is, what a Paul George is, LeBron in Miami, Kobe, Michael Jordan, these players can do it all going forward on offense and not just support in defense, but also be like a linchpin to their team's defensive attack or defensive presence. So whether these are known as box-to-box midfielders or eights, their role is crucial and is multifaceted. So let's, in the next few minutes, explore what makes central midfielders what I like to consider indispensable to their teams. So a central midfielder operates in the middle of the pitch. They're involved in both the defending and attacking phases. Again, think of your two-way players here. The term encompasses both box-to-box midfielders who cover nearly every blade of grass on the pitch and eights who, as I said, they cover every blade of grass. They are everywhere going forward and going back. These are the players that have a license to wreak havoc on both sides of the ball. Now, the bullet points and responsibilities. The number one skill that they need to have is versatility in this position. They need the ability to switch between defense and attack by providing support to both the back line, remember the defenders we talked about a few episodes ago, and then the forwards, which we will get into. The forwards are the guys that score the ball. They also have a responsibility of ball distribution. So they serve as the main hub for passing and helping to control the game's tempo and flow. And another thing that they do, or one of their biggest responsibilities, is assisting in ball recovery, marking opponents and disrupting the opposition's play. Now, some of the skills, attributes, and bullet points that they need to check, the few boxes that they need to tick. They need endurance and work rate. What does work rate mean? Work rate just simply means how well they move on the ball, how much energy they have on a particular side of the ball. I would argue that the best center mids have the best work rate on both sides of the ball. They have exceptional stamina to maintain a high level of play throughout the match, covering significant amounts of ground, i.e. like a fullback, but in the middle of the pitch. Remember, we talked about fullbacks and how they need to have higher levels of stamina. In a sport where you already need to come in with high stamina, this position demands a supreme level of stamina. Now, also, they need to come in with some technical skills and ability. So they need to have proficiency in passing, dribbling, and occasionally they get to shoot the ball from distance, but they're also capable of executing precise plays under pressure. And if they are truly box-to-box in this sense, they should also be in the opponent's box, which is the box around the goal on either side. Now, they also need to possess something that I like to call tactical awareness or soccer IQ. It needs to be high because they need to understand the dynamics of the game, and they need to be able to read the match and make these split, quick decisions to exploit the opposition's weakness. They need to have a Jason Bourne type quick-mindedness. They need to be able to walk into a bar and know how many left-handed people are in there before they get to their seat. It's that quick tactical awareness that I'm talking about. Then lastly, they also need to be some of the better leaders. Again, often the team's tactical leaders, central midfielders, must communicate effectively and motivate their teammates. Now, leadership, obviously we understand, is a fluid thing on teams. But the central midfielders, they see the game from a very unique perspective on both sides. And they can act as a centerpiece to get attackers in the game and defenders in the game and really bridge the gap between those two. Now, some of the more iconic central midfielders are Steven Gerrard. He's renowned for his leadership, his laser shot, and a remarkable ability to drive his team forward in midfield. A Liverpool legend. If you know, you know. That's really all I can say. Frank Lampard, he's best known for his incredible goal scoring record from midfield. And he also showcased a knack for being in the right place at the right time. And some of my favorite number eights in the game right now, it's so hard because honestly, I don't really think so. There are players right now who can play the eight, but I don't think there are a lot of teams that tactically ask these specific players I'm about to name to go and be an eight. One of my favorite players who has that eight capability is Conor Gallagher for Chelsea. I mean, you talk about high energy. I think Pochettino had a quote, or it might have even been Thomas Tuchel, who was the last coach before Chelsea's current coach. But he had a quote about, you can wake Conor Gallagher up at 4 a.m. and he'd be ready to go. He'd be ready to go at full speed, because that's the kind of stamina and ability that we need at that position. And honestly, off the top of my head, I genuinely cannot think of another player who sticks out to me right now in today's game that has a truer, I'm not saying that there aren't other guys who can play the eight, but a more true ability to just be high energy going forward and going back and really give you the same amount of effort on both sides of the ball. So in today's exploration of center midfielders, we've seen how these players form the backbone of their team. They embody the spirit of soccer with their tireless work ethic, versatility, and tactical acumen. From the box-to-box dynamism of Gerrard and Lampard to the graceful playmaking of Andrea Pirlo, central midfielders prove that the heart of the game really and truly lies in the midfield. So next time, we'll shift our focus to the wings, and then we'll examine the roles of the left and right midfielders and their importance in modern soccer. Until then, I'm Michael, and this has been the Saucy Football Breakdown Podcast. Thank you so much for joining on this journey through the world of soccer. Keep sharing your love for the game, and I will see you in the next episode. Later.